Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Alex Jackson of the Annapolis Capitol. Alex, you've been writing recently about the minimum wage, which is a subject that comes up all the time and always seems to provoke controversy. Tell us what has raised this issue again and where you think it stands.
Well, a few people have come out on the Democratic side for the raise of the minimum wage. There's been Governor O'Malley mentioning it in a speech in D.C. The three gubernatorial candidates on the Democratic side have come out for it. John Delaney, U.S. Representative, and Senate President Mike Miller has come out for it. And there seems to be strong backing heading into the 2014 General Assembly, but really the small business community is at the same point where they were last year when legislation to raise the wage was killed in the Senate Finance Committee 8-3.
Pretty decisively killed. And I gather you're going to have the kind of opposition that Senator Astell of Annapolis talked about. And I guess he's worried that some of these folks will be driven out of business if they can't pay it.
Right. And, you know, that's the concern of the Maryland Chamber of Commerce. The concern is that businesses are already worried about the effects of sequestration, about the effect that the Affordable Care Act is going to have on their expenses, and adding another thing to the pile would just potentially cripple them or make them have to employ less people.
And as we've been saying, it's early. I mean, it's 3 months before the beginning of the session. So it's really probably a little difficult to take the temperature of any of the votes that this issue would be looking for. And perhaps this is the reason that Speaker Bush has decided not to say anything about it. Even the governor hasn't decided if he's going to make it an administration bill. What other issues do you think will arise around this?
A lot of the talk right now is about lowering the corporate income tax rate, which the state raised in 2007. Like you said, O'Malley hasn't decided if he's going to propose a minimum wage hike, but if one is proposed, some of those votes in the Senate Finance Committee may be shifted if there's a bill introduced that could help the business community while a minimum wage hike takes effect. You know, Doug Dantzler, he actually said he wanted to lower the corporate income tax rate from 8.25 to 6%, and of course that would be lower than where the corporate income tax rate was in 2007 before it was raised. There are businesses that are backing the minimum wage hike. Costco actually signed on to raise Maryland's support for the bill last year. So there are the businesses out there, but you know, there's a lot more of them seemingly coming from Maryland that are opposed to a hike.
But again, to see the issue arising at this point probably is a good omen for those who want to see this happen, because it'll get some discussion between now and then, and maybe have some momentum when the session begins.
Yeah, you know, heading into an election year, a lot of people weren't sure of if there were going to be any major proposals like this potentially in the 2014 session. But, you know, it seems to be gaining some steam, and it might be gaining some steam at the right time.
Well, we'll see what happens. Alex, thanks a lot.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
For Alex Jackson, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.